Memory Bank Podcast. Access granted. Auto sequence start. Now downloading.
Welcome back to another episode of Memory Bank Podcast. I am your host, Brandon Keller. This is episode 19, folks, coming up on number 20. So in this episode, I'm going to update you on Poker Night that I spoke about in the last episode. I had a doctor's visit on Friday last week, so a week ago. Yeah, a week ago today. And so I'll update you on that stuffs. Talk a little bit about the work week and weekend plans, and then for those of you who choose to stick around for a little bit, I have a special project that I want to do this year, and I call it the Taboo Project, and there's a reason why. And if you stick around to the end of this show or this episode, I'll let you in a little bit as to what that project is and my thoughts around that. But first, let's talk about Poker Night. So Poker Night, last week I spoke about how, last episode, I was looking forward to Poker Night, and it had been so long since I had got to go and hang out with the guys and play poker and just, you know, have a night to myself to do that. Yeah, it didn't happen. I am on a 3-night losing streak in regards to poker nights, and you know, Jarrett, I apologize. I'm so sorry. I was really excited to go, and I hated to miss poker night because it seemed like there was going to be a really, really good turnout. But as it turned out, I just was not in a good headspace, let's say, to go and play. And, you know, I wasn't able to stick a pin in some things that we'll be talking about here in just a few moments, to where I could just set that stuff aside and just go enjoy myself. There was just too much. So, and I tried really hard all day long Saturday to put things out of my mind, put them into perspective, and just kind of say, you know what, it is what it is. So I'm gonna go ahead and, you know, go to the game. But I just couldn't do it. Things were just weighing too heavily on my mind. And I tried really hard. I ended up not calling off and texting the group and letting them know I wasn't gonna make it till maybe like an hour and a half before the game was supposed to start. I mean, they were already taking pizza orders for that night. and I'm like, I want to go, but I'm just going to be a turd on a stool playing cards because I'm just not in a good mood. So, yeah, had to take some personal time, which we all have to do from time to time. Got to take care of yourself. And, you know, I had to just, you know, take some time to process some stuff. And, well, that's the crap I'm about to tell you about. So, doctor visit last Friday. I was not looking forward to this doctor visit, truth be told, because I knew I was going to be in trouble because I had not lost the weight that I needed to. Been struggling with that for a little while just because, you know, Gina and I like to go out to eat and have drinks and go to wineries and things like that. And that's not conducive for older individuals, middle-aged to older people, to keep a decent weight, especially whenever your job is very, sedentary is how they say it. I sit on my butt a lot during the day. And so, I have to make it a point to get up and go for walks and do things and things of that nature. So, yeah, it went about how I expected it. Slightly worse, though. I was not happy in the lab work from, you know, the time 6 months ago to now. So you got to make some changes, got to make some dietary changes, have to make some lifestyle changes for sure. We are, Gene and I have implemented that already. We started last weekend on, that Saturday, actually, that I was supposed to go play poker. We spent the day just kind of, brainstorming, thinking about things, you know, how we're going to approach this stuff, blah, blah, blah. And, we implemented changes right away, you know, figured no time like the present. And believe it or not, I've been tracking my weight. I've been weighing myself every morning when I get up. And as of recording this today, 1 week later, I am down over 8 pounds already just from making the dietary changes that we have made. That's it. I mean, I haven't been really much more active than normal. I mean, I have gone for an extra walk or two here and there, but diet alone has had a huge, huge impact. And so that's really good. That's a big motivator. And additionally, I have to say this, Gina has been amazing in helping me adjust to this and do this. And right now is a very, very busy time for her at work. Last week, this week, and she still has one more week to go, in regards to this, season of work that she has to deal with. And, she has been incredible. She's been buying like new cookbooks and these little food charts and things like that, just to kind of help me adjust to eating differently, because I have to go like low carb and I'm a carb guy. I love pizza and pastas, and Italian is my favorite food. And, yeah, that's the worst kind of food, when you are pre-diabetic or diabetic. So I have to, adjust some things and get things under control. And so that was a big part of it. And it's quite shocking to me how, you know, adjusting your carb intake can result in such a huge weight loss. I'm very fortunate though, because, my sister's a nurse, and my, I guess niece-in-law, my nephew's husband or my nephew's wife, she's a registered dietitian. So I will be definitely utilizing that resource, in the near future to just kind of make sure I'm on the right track and everything else. I go back in a few weeks, about 4 weeks time, three now, just to kind of recheck everything. So if you're interested, let me know. I can definitely keep updating. But yeah, it's one of those things that I just like, damn it. You know, my dad says all the time when he'll text me, he'll say, you know, we will kind of compare notes on aches and ailments sometimes when we're texting each other. And, the last time he texted me, he said, you know, getting old isn't for sissies. And I think this is the first time where I was like, ah, damn, he's right. Especially when it comes to getting older, because I've always been one of those people who, like, you know, getting old, I want to do it gracefully, right? It's like, I've had gray hair since I was in my 30s. Okay. I mean, I've had gray hair for a long time now. And yeah, I tried coloring it because a certain individual who shall remain nameless, wanted me to look a little younger. We ended up going back within less than a year, be like, nope, not doing this. And, yeah, so I do.
We'll be back after a quick break.
DeVere has been a part of the Janesville community since 1955. If you currently use DeVere in your business, whether it's a convenience store, an office, or a food production plant, we thank you for your business and your patronage. If you're not familiar with DeVere does or what we can offer, please give us a call and speak with our best in the business customer service team, or feel free to visit our website. DeVere, your local complete cleaning solutions since 1955.
I try to grow old gracefully, right? You know, and so, yeah, this is just one of those things where I'm like, damn, you know, I thought I was doing okay, And then just life has a funny way of catching up with you, you know, and you gotta change some habits if you want to stick around for a while. My goal is to see my 100th birthday. I keep telling everybody that. So we'll see. We'll see. That would be if this podcast is still going 50 plus years from now, where I'm still recording and publishing a podcast about my life, and I reach that 100 goal, that 100th birthday, that's going to be a hell of a party, y'all. I'm telling you right now. Carbs for everybody. But I do want to have one disclaimer, though, for any family members who are listening. I'm fine. It's not that serious. Just time to take better care of myself is all. Everybody knows I am not 20 years old anymore. So that's all. It's just getting older and crap. But it's one of those things that, you know, after being at the doctor, it just kind of, it's one of those things you're staring down the barrel of it, you know, and you're just kind of like, I didn't think I was there yet. I still feel like that stupid 18-year-old kid in my head in high school, you know. I'm Superman, right? I can do whatever I want. I don't have to watch what I eat. Yeah, no, those days are gone. So more on that in the future, I'm sure. One thing I want to do, because this is going to be a quick episode and I just want to take a break. So I have a sponsor for the podcast, and that is Devere Chemical. And I have discovered that I have to have an episode that is, I believe, 32 minutes or longer, just the episode itself, before the ads will automatically insert themselves into the episodes. So I have my hosting provider, Buzzsprout. I uploaded their pre-recorded commercial for Devere to the website, and I thought, regardless of the length of the podcast, that it would throw in the mid-roll their ad. Come to find out, they don't do that unless the episode is a specific length. And I don't think I'm going to hit that length today, because I am recording this on what is left of my lunch break today. I'll get into the work week in just a moment. But I want to just take a moment here to mention Devere Chemical and thank them so, so much for believing in my abilities as a podcaster, and for not only just telling me that I'm good at this, but actually putting some money behind it and saying, you know what? Yeah, we're happy to do that. So Randy and all the folks at Devere, thank you so, so much. I do appreciate you. I always have, regardless of whether or not you have a mid-roll ad for Devere, there is always a link to Devere, and you can learn all about them and what they are and what they do. And if you have a business where you have a restaurant or a bar or a kitchen, or you run, you know, maybe you run a hotel and you need laundry services updated, Devere Chemical can help you with all of those things. If you're a food packaging plant or you work in one, schools, veterinarian offices, C-stores, convenience stores, your local 7-Eleven, things like that. You think they're not as clean as they should be? Talk to Devere. They can help you out. So I just wanted to say that, because I really don't think I'm going to hit the, you know, 32 minute mark on this one. But I was mortified when I found out that their ad roll didn't go in the past episode because it was so short. So Devere, I'm sorry. And this is my way of kind of making it up to you. So here we go. So on to the work week this week. This week, work wise, has been pretty busy. The reason being, we had a team member who was out this week for surgery. So you know, we have a relatively small team, and anytime one member is out for vacation or holidays or what have you, it makes an impact. So, you know, we all picked up the slack. It was great. We did really, really well, even though we had like a pretty good emergency last night, work-wise, we were able to handle it and get it taken care of. So well done there. Scott, shout out to you. You're home and you're doing well, from what I've heard from your wife, and that is fantastic. So we can't wait to have you back, buddy. You were definitely missed, Our team meetings are not the same without you. So if you're listening to this, I just got to let you know, man, we are really looking forward to having you back, and your presence is definitely felt, you know, when you're not there. So anyway, so that's work stuff. I don't really talk about work too much here, but that's been on my mind a lot because Scott is, you know, he's become like family to us. My whole team has become like family. And it's like, you know, we talk about our lives and things outside, just like this podcast. You know, I talk about my life, and it's interesting just how close we all have gotten over the years. And so it's a special thing. And when somebody is out for something like a surgery, you know, we all send prayers their way, and we support each other as best as we can. And it's a really, really cool and unique thing. And that's why I really love what I do, because of the people that are there. So, I just wanted to say that because it's important to me and it's my show, and whatever, you can just listen. Anyway, the weekend coming up, no big plans for the weekend, even though it is Friday. It's going to be one of the quieter weekends for sure. I do have more lawn maintenance to do. We had the issue where I don't know if people are out there, but who have had this issue as well. But when trees grow in your front yard, from the saplings to mature trees that provide really good shade that help out during the summer and keep your house cool and this, that, and the other, the downside of that is that it'll kill your grass. And unless you have already anticipated them growing and seeded accordingly, which builders tend not to do in Texas, they tend to put like Bermuda grass or something like that that needs a lot of sunshine and is great for drier climates and less water, but once it gets some shade, it kills it. So that's what happened here at this house. And you know, I have fortunately I had experience previously with my former house that I had that same thing happened. Essentially, the two trees in the front yard got big and the shade killed the grass. So and I had to deal with that a few years back. And so I knew how to take care of it. So we had to reseed the front yard about 3 weeks ago. I got a quote to have it just resodded. But one, this is a rental. And two, it was kind of a ridiculous quote because I didn't ask for sod. I just wanted it reseeded. And they said, oh, no, that's not going to work. It won't work for here. Well, I went and spent about $400 on seed, topsoil, tools, because I left all the tools that I had at my house when I sold it 2 years ago. I spent about $400, and the first weekend of my time, for about 2 hours, Gene and I were out in the front yard and, you know, broke up the ground a little bit, put the seed down, put some topsoil over it, hand watered it so it wouldn't wash anything away. 3 weeks later, I've got pretty much the greenest grass on the block, I think. Pretty sure, pretty confident of that. So much so the neighbor next to us, who actually did resod his yard last summer, came out and was very impressed with how green and lush the front yard got in just such a short amount of time. So I spent a little time going over, you know, what I did, how I did it. And I feel bad for the guy because I think he spent a lot of money having his yard sodded last year. And to be honest, it's not as green as it should be. I don't know. I've never had anything sodded before like that. It just doesn't look like it took really well. But fortunately, mine looked good. And today was the first time I had it cut since the seeding, and it looks pretty good. It looks pretty good. So there's still some bare spots, but so I'm going to be going out there and, you know, in the bare spots, just kind of tilling the soil a little bit and then putting some more grass seed down and hand watering. So that way that grass seed won't wash away. But yeah, that's going to be my weekend. Other than that, I don't really know. I think G's going to have some work related stuff that we may have to do. So, yeah, just a quiet weekend at home. Hopefully just downtime and rest, which sounds really good after the, we both had a pretty busy week. And so moving on to the last thing that I'm going to talk about, and then I'm going to wrap up this episode because I am running short of time on my lunch break. If you want me to have longer episodes and you enjoy stuff like this, pay me. Yeah, help make this my full-time job. Then I can do longer episodes. I could do daily episodes at that point, but we'll talk about that later. But even though I'm just trying to get this out on my lunch break, I know I'm adding more to my plate that I want to do, right? So here's the deal. The Taboo project that I mentioned in the opener of the episode. I want to do, and I've been working on this. I've had this idea knocking around in my head now for about 4 to 5 months. And I feel like it's getting close to time to where if it's going to make any sense, I'm going to have to do it soon. And so it wouldn't be super long. I'm thinking 3 to 5 episodes, maybe 6. So it'd be kind of like a mini series of a podcast, and I'm calling it the Taboo Project. I'm not going to dive into the details as to why I call it the Taboo Project. You can glean from from the title yourself what you think it may or may not be about. I'd be interested to see if any of you can guess what the Taboo Project is about. So if you're hearing this, be sure to comment and let me know, or send me a message on X and let me know what you think the Taboo Project is all about. It'll be interesting to see what people come up with for those of you who do take part in that. And, also you can help me out if you're listening and you want to be a part of the creation of this project and finalizing the details of it. One thing I'm trying to decide is, do I make it a mini project as part of Memory Bank? Do I make it its own separate thing altogether and make it a unique podcast that I do from time to time? And, maybe I'll publish it this year and then revisit it next year at the same time. Or do I make it a thing for Patreon where paid subscribers get access to it? And that's another way to kind of build up some revenue for the show and be able to do more episodes and equipment, things like that. I don't know, the Patreon thing, I don't know if I want to do that because I don't want to have to make you pay for it. But the support would be great. Anyway, I don't know. Let me know what you think. If you reach out on X and give a guess as to what you think the Taboo Project is, also let me know how you think I should package it. Should it be part of Memory Bank? Should it be its own thing and its own unique podcast? Should I make it just a Patreon thing and do that? What would you do if it was your project and you are looking to do this? How would you go about packaging it and giving it to the people? So more to come on this in the coming weeks. I will be referencing this again in the future episodes, I'm sure. And again, this one, I'm just going to publish this one as is because I don't think I've had too many vocal bumbles in this one. So, and like I said, I am kind of limited on time and I want to get this out there. So, because I want to get you an episode at least once a week, and that's what I'm trying to do. And yeah. So, okay, folks, that's it. Time for me to wrap this thing up. If you've made it this far in the episode, then be sure to head over to brandonkeller.net, where you will find links to my X account and Patreon. If you are one of my returning listeners, then you already know those are the two social media sites I will be working on using for 2024. So please be sure to follow me on those only. Well, you don't have to only. I do have an Instagram, but it's not going to be as much fun because it's not going to be as much content. So go out there, sign up for X, follow me on Patreon. Patreon is free now. Remember that. You can follow people and you can get updates there for free, just like X. But there will be exclusive content on Patreon coming. that you will only be able to get there. It won't even be on brandonkeller.net. It will only be on Patreon. So I'm doing that on purpose because I want you to check out the Patreon site. I want to build that up. And I think that, you know, brandonkeller.net kind of encompasses everything, and Patreon is going to be more memory bank specific. Okay. So that's the reason why I'm separating the two. So memory bank specific updates and exclusive content, that's all on Patreon. brandonkeller.net for the whole gambit of things that I do and think and updates and just, yeah, website of my life pretty much, which is kind of what this podcast is, but whatever. Anyway, thank you so much for listening today. I do appreciate it. Don't forget to hit me up on X and Patreon. And again, take care of yourselves. God bless. And I will see you in the next episode.